This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Morning. It's about 9:30, and here on 999 AM, you are listening to Manawatu People's Radio as we begin Catholic Radio on the 32nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. During the next half hour, we will share in a radio liturgy where we will pray together, listen to, and reflect on the day's scriptural readings, as well as hear the latest news from around our parishes. I'm Eileen, and helping me to proclaim God's word is Cynthia. A warm welcome to everyone this morning. Our opening song is Wake, O Wake, and Sleep No Longer. As always, we begin our liturgy with the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The whole of the Christian life, our response to the love of Christ, our waiting with the joyful hope for his coming, is summed up in today's celebration in a single word: wisdom. In today's first reading, we hear that wisdom is readily perceived by those who love her and found by those who seek her. Strengthened by wisdom, let us turn to the Lord for healing. Lord Jesus, you are the Word made flesh. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ Jesus, you show us the way of patient endurance. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you offered your life for the salvation of all. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Brighten your church, O God, with the promise of your kingdom, and waken our hearts to its light. Bid us hasten with faith undimmed to greet the bridegroom's return and to enter the wedding feast. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
Let's now listen to God's word.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. Wisdom is radiant and unfading, and she is easily discerned by those who love her, as is found by those who seek her. She hastens to make herself known to those who desire her. One who rises early to seek her will have no difficulty, for she will be found sitting at the gate. To fix one's thought on her is perfect understanding, and one who is vigilant on her account will soon be free from care, because she goes about seeking those worthy of her, and she graciously appears to them in their paths and meets them in every thought. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The response is, "My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord my God."
My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord my God.
O my God, you are my God. I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water.
My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord my God.
So I take look upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory, because your steadfast love is better than life. My lips will praise you.
My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord my God.
So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands and call on your name. My soul is satisfied as with a rich feast, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips.
My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord my God.
I think of you on my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night. And for you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I sing for joy.
My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord my God.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Thessalonians. We do not want you to be uniformed, brothers and sisters, about those who have died, so that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have died. For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will by no means precede those who have died. For the Lord himself, with a cry of command, with the archangel's call, and with the sound of God's trumpet, will descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, we will be caught up in the clouds, together with them, to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with those words. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When talking about his coming in glory, Jesus spoke this parable to the disciples. The kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, "Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Wisdom and knowledge are not identical. A person can have a tremendous amount of knowledge and yet be evil or amoral in their use of it. We see examples of this all around us, as scientific knowledge is used to kill and destroy. Humanity is awash in information and facts, but they are of little help in facing the challenges of life and the needs of the world. Life is not a quiz show or trivial pursuit game. It is serious business, and humans do not have a good track record with using knowledge wisely. We need only take a look at the world around us for confirmation. In order for factual knowledge to be helpful, it must be wedded to wisdom. Wisdom is the capacity to choose between good and evil, and to discern the correct and life-giving path in the application of knowledge. In the wisdom tradition of the Old Testament, wisdom is portrayed as a woman who bestows the gifts of understanding on those who seek her. In the New Testament, Jesus is identified as the wisdom of God. And in the opening verses of John's Gospel, Jesus is described in ways similar to the description of Lady Wisdom in Proverbs and the Book of Wisdom. It is divine guidance coming to us in another form. The people most likely to acquire this wisdom are ardent seekers and those always eager to expand their horizons and to deepen their understanding. In other wisdom passages, sincerity and simplicity are described as attributes likely to lead to enlightenment. We do not achieve wisdom by storm, guile, bribery, or manipulation, but by humility and sincerity of heart. Lady Wisdom is adamant. She will not enter into the hearts of the arrogant and proud. The blast of the trumpet and the shout of the archangel signify that the end has come. That is when the apocalyptic event, ridiculed and derided by so many, finally occurs. Both the living and the dead will be raised, rising to meet the Lord in the air. This description lends itself to many interpretations, but one fact remains. No one gets left behind, and the Lord keeps his promises. Many in the Thessalonian community had suffered from a serious attack of FOMO, fear of missing out. Since some members had already died, they were sure there were going to be some empty seats. Paul had to assure them that God would not allow us to miss out. But we are warned that the Lord will come suddenly and without warning. And from that moment on, plea bargaining is of little help. The blast of the trumpet could occur tomorrow or 10,000 years from now. It does not matter. What matters is being prepared. In many spiritual writings, sleep is not a good word. It signifies spiritual sloth, lack of understanding, and a pervasive lack of awareness of the spiritual drama that is unfolding in our world. In many respects, it describes our own world. In the parable of the 10 bridesmaids, the women went out to meet the bridegroom, Jesus Christ, but his arrival is delayed. This reflects the first century time in which it was written. The delay of the second coming of Jesus was a major issue, both theologically and pastorally. There was the question of the reliability of the recorded words of Jesus. Would he come again or not? And the zeal and ardor of many had begun to cool. Laxness set in, and some drifted away from the faith. This parable was both encouragement and warning. Do not fall asleep. The Lord's arrival will be sudden and unexpected. The wise bridesmaids were the one who used the time well, remaining awake and tending their lamps. Those who had fallen asleep had let their lamps flicker out and they did not have enough oil. When the bridegroom arrived, there was panic. The foolish bridesmaids tried to mooch some oil from the wise bridesmaids, but they would not hear of it. We cannot expect others to do our spiritual work for us, nor can we ride into the kingdom of God on another's coattails. The foolish bridesmaids were locked out of the banquet hall, for their spiritual laziness and inattention had done them in. Jesus ends with the warning to stay awake, for we do not know the day nor the hour. And that warning still stands. That was Father Scott Lewis's "Fear Not, the Lord Leaves No One Behind." It's now 9:48. And you're listening to Catholic Radio on MPR. Te reo irirangi o ngā tangata o Manawatū. Trusting in God's abiding love for the world, let us place our needs and the needs of our community before the Lord.
The responses we pray to you, O our God. For the Church, that having taken the word of God to heart, we may have a spirit of readiness so that we can respond to God's presence and invitations at any moment. In faith we pray.
We pray to you, our God.
For the gift of wisdom, that God will give us insight and understanding through our daily experiences, so that we may value and nurture those things that will sustain us into eternal life. In faith we pray.
We pray to you, our God.
For the grace of fidelity, that we may faithfully follow Christ each day of our life, acting justly, loving tenderly, and walking humbly before God, and thus keep our light burning until Christ comes. In faith we pray.
We pray to you, our God.
For all who are recovering from natural disasters, that God will give them strength, help them to have patience and speed and assistance that they need to rebuild their lives. In faith we pray.
We pray to you, our God.
For all who are suffering financially, that God will ease their burden, provide food for the malnourished, and open new opportunities for employment so that they may provide for their families. In faith we pray.
We pray to you, our God.
For all who have died, particularly those who have served our nation or our faith communities, that God will welcome them to the eternal banquet to live in God's presence forever. In faith we pray.
We pray to you, our God. God of justice, you sent your Son Jesus into the world to show us the way of mercy and love. Receive our prayers that each day we might grow ever more aware of Christ's presence among us until at last we are joined together in heaven. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the
from around the parishes?
Well, first and foremost, would like to say a big happy birthday to Sister Helena Fowey, who will be celebrating 100 years of life on the 23rd of November. Such a blessing. Warning for scam calls, texts, and emails. Just want to let everyone know that none of our priests, or any priests for that matter, would request any money or gift cards from a parishioner via phone, text, or email. So if anyone receives a text, call, or email that seems strange, ignore it, do not reply. If you encounter any such activity, please contact the parish office for more information. One last thing, we still need volunteers, as we've not had a huge response and still a need for volunteers to serve as vergers, attendants to greet visitors and ensure the safety of our cathedral. For any more information, please just call the parish regarding this.
And that is Catholic Radio for another week. We'll be back again next week at the same time here on NPR. Thanks to all our listeners, and thank you, Cynthia, for assisting this morning.
Thank you, Eileen.
As we conclude our liturgy, may Almighty God bless us, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Taking us out today is Even So Come. Come, Lord Jesus, from the Zoe group.
All of creation, all of the earth, make straight a highway, a path for the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Call back the sinner, wake up the saint, let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming soon, like a bride waiting for her groom. We'll be a church ready for you, every heart longing for our King. We sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. There will be justice, all will be new, your name forever, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon, like a bride waiting for her groom. We'll be a church ready for you, every heart longing for our King. We sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. So we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. So we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you, every heart longing for our King. We sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.